This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Hey,
it's for Gucci, an Gucci actual.
Coo. Well, I just want to close a loop on something because I learned was in the news recently that hay is actually food for horses. Hay is actually food for horses, and so as we're saying, hey, I just want to hold space for the fact that hay is actually for horses, and they eat it just to fuel, you know, breakfast, lunch,
fuel.
And dinner.
Would you say with horses, food is fuel?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
and they don't have to earn their hay.
Yeah. what news source was that from?
That was from Elite Daily.
Oh, breaking news, Elite Daily. Food, hay is food, and it's food for horses.
This is Pat Regan.
Thank you for chiming in with that.
Yeah, I just didn't want it to fall by the wayside when we got into other groundbreaking topics.
Because we might just. And this is Christy Carlson Romano, and we're here doing our podcast
called Seek Treatment, and it is a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. What an intro today.
I am really a loopy Lululemon.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. I feel like a big dog.
I like your shirt, by the way.
Well, you know, this was gifted to me by a fan 17 years ago.
Are you serious?
Years ago, when I still had hope, generally.
You dreamed a dream that time ago. Of time gone by.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. Very good.
I actually love that song.
Well, it's a great song.
And I love when Anne does it.
I love what Anne did with the piece.
I literally love what Anne did with that piece.
We already talked about how sexy Anne is.
Did we?
On Eileen. Oh, we did. In Eileen.
I think we probably did.
Anyways, a fan gave this to me 17 and a half years ago in the mail, I believe.
Wow.
Back when I was just throwing out my address willy-nilly. Yeah.
That's like when I got, that's like when someone asked me to sign a copy of a book that I'd read, but not written.
Well, it's funny because I'm always handing out my address willy-nilly, and people are like, don't do that. And I'm like, my fans, first of all 30 of them.
Yeah, kill me.
Are fucking cool. Like, yeah. Come get me.
Yeah, come and get me.
Come tickle me to death.
Serial K-me.
Serial SKM, serial kill me. SKU.
Ooh, SKM.
The SKU, serial kill us.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. I'd like to go first.
Do you ever work retail where there's like SKU codes?
Yeah, oh what God. Is that? What is SKU?
It's always someone being like, okay, so all this, so if these are different SKU, they can't be on the same hanger.
I've never worked in that style retail. Where'd you work?
Just like running retail.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but
I worked at a shop with a E at the end, which I think we've discussed.
Oh.
And it was the one time I stole.
Those girls that work at shops with E's at the end are some of the hottest girls on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just remember being 17 and being like, violently hungover,
yeah,
in the most intense way, and wearing a dress from Anthropology at the time.
Yeah,
I was wearing a dress from Anthropology.
For some reason, I'm unlocking a memory of being 23.
Wait,
years.
Title of memoir: Hungover in Anthropology.
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
My Jesus year.
I slept in our My Jesus year shirt.
Oh, I don't have any of the merch.
That's crazy. Someone made
I assumed like someone would like send me something.
I had to buy it. Oh, we got to figure this out. We're one day at a time. Like, first of all, we figured out, let's hold space for how far we've come, because we figured out how to get in chairs. Like, we've been talking about for years. So one step at a time. Merch will be next.
I unlocked a memory of being 23 years young, straight, heterosexual, male, living off the gram. I'll stop.
And I remember off the grid. Living off the grid.
And I was walking to what's the German word for when you ask someone where they live and you think they're gonna say off the gram, but they say off the grandel, and it takes you a second to
it's never the grand.
And also like being off the gram and the grand are actually the same. Like, you could always be off either the grand or the gram.
I know, but grand hits different.
There's something so beautiful about gram grand.
Gram grand.
Morgan Montrose.
I know. It's
Gram grand. Morgan Montrose.
Girls. Two sets of twins.
Yeah, it is. It literally is two sets of twins. Yeah. It's Narnia. It's the two olders or two youngers.
I'll never forget dating someone who lived off the grand. But
anyways, so I'm walking off the gram L, and there was like right when you get to like the BQE, you know? Like,
that's where I lived.
You're walking, that's where I lived.
The inflection point of my house.
I lived at Meeker.
I lived Meeker and Graham.
I literally lived like Meeker and like
I'm not afraid to say I lived at 697, I believe it was.
And I'm not afraid to say I was like, I don't remember the number, but I was like right under McGoldrick on Meeker.
Yeah, you were on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, I was on the other side of the BQE.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, when you got to like the BQE, there was this little store with this woman who looked like a woman who had been on The Real World recently, but she wasn't. Mm-hmm. And she wore a brimmed hat before. It was cool. And she had this little shop with an E, and like, I don't know, there was just like random clothes. And I would go in and look around. And I remember thinking to myself as a 23-year-old who was like grappling with rent and like anxiety around rent, I was like, how can this place possibly be paying a rent? Like, you sell what, one shirt a month? Like, how can that?
It's that.
What, yeah. Like, how are you, young girl?
It is like that.
It is like that.
No, I know. I remember when I was living over there too, I had fantasies of like leaving it all behind, opening a shop with a wine bar in the back.
Oh, interesting. It's like,
I used to be so jealous of those shop girls. I think that must be fun.
I met a married couple on New Year's Eve, and one of them, the woman of the married couple, had opened a wine store.
Oh, great.
But it's like, what do you say next then? How do you have a conversation?
You go, oh, are you really into wine?
Yeah.
And then I would say, what I would say is, I'm never sure if it's good or not, the wine.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in recovery.
And they'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, no. Oh my God, that's been so hard.
I'm like, no, I literally don't care. Like,
yeah.
I'm always meeting people that open wine shops.
That's a good, should we rehearse it?
Yeah, okay. So, but it's actually important for this piece.
Yeah.
She's wearing kind of an Emily, she's wearing like a beret.
Oh, me.
She's wearing a beret, red beret.
Do we have one in the studio?
Okay. She has shoulder length hair, a red lip, a red beret.
Cute. I wish I had shorter. Let me try and do my hair short.
Okay. And here's also an important context. I had gotten into a conversation with her husband about meditation. And he had said, my wife. I almost thought, by the way he said my wife, that he thought I was hitting on him, but I truly wasn't.
But you know what? There's no easy way to say my wife.
I know.
And there's no easy way to say my boyfriend. I want to hold space for those out there who have been like, I'm really not saying this to let you know that I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
It's like my boyfriend. It's like, okay, found out.
I know. I don't know why he said what he said.
Do you want
me
to be the man and then the woman, or do you want me to just
Well, the man, I think, is like, it's like previously on. Do you know what I mean? Like, previously on this conversation, I talked to her husband and he had said.
Maybe you can do both. You can do you and the man, and I'll come in as the woman.
Okay. Well, this is like,
wow.
I don't think the I don't think the man is going to be in the episode. He's just a previously on.
I see.
So I just, and the previously on in this format is that I just say what the conversation with the man was, which is that he said, my wife opened a wine shop at some point. Because I said, how long have you been in LA or something?
Okay.
So now I'm now just to finally set the stage. Now I'm seeing a couple from New York that I know. Who are talking to a woman in a red beret with a red lip who I knew as this previous man's wife. So I'm coming in to talk to these two, but knowing I'm going to be engaging with red beret, and I'm already knowing that she, I'm coming in knowing she opened a wine shop. She doesn't know I know.
That's what we call dramatic irony. When the audience knows something.
So remember, you don't know that I know.
Okay.
Your secret.
Anything else I need to know about my character?
No. And bleep the names, but the straight couple, I do think it's important for you to know this. The straight couple that I'm approaching to like say hi to is
love.
Okay, so just know that I'm
They're really warm. They're a really warm couple.
They're a warm couple.
You put that in. They're warm.
Okay, so are we saying they're okay. But I don't, I'm almost worried about giving so many identifying details that, like,
sure, don't say
even though I'm
like
only celebrating the married couple that right. the woman of which has a wine shop, like,
but if one of the 30 lets them know that we did a play about them, they might like put out a restraining order,
or sue us for their life rights, like they didn't pay for our life rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming up to talk and you're a Red Beret woman, and I'm knowing that I'm going to end up getting in the side with you.
Okay.
Okay, so just let's start with this when I find myself squared off with you in the side conversation.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Hello. I'm Chriselle.
Hey, Chriselle. How are you? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. This is so nice.
And you, I don't remember how I got here, but I remember saying... I know your husband. I just was talking to your husband.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, he told me that you
opened. Isn't he great?
He's wonderful. Yeah, we had a really nice chat about
cock.
Okay. You know, he mentioned as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also
said.
You
would think long, but it's thick.
Yeah.
Short. It's thick and short.
Well, I made the mistake of saying you must have a long cock. And he said.
No. He said it isn't like that.
So my question to you, Chriselle, is that I know actually.
And I know, you know what's so funny? It's so hard being named Chriselle.
Yes.
Because of the recent rise to star of Chriselle.
I can't lie. It entered my mind
my parents, it's almost like my parents named me after her, but that couldn't be because of the age I am, which is 36.
Right. And even if you were a baby right now,
I'm not, I'm 36.
Right. But if you were a baby, I still wouldn't argue that your parents named you after Chriselle because Chriselle is different.
It is different. You know what it lacks is the SH.
I'm feeling so connected with you, Chriselle.
It's so nice to meet you. Patrick, was it?
Yeah, I go by Pat usually. I used to go by Patrick growing up, and then in high school, I don't know, I just started going by Pat.
Sure, you know, I was Chrissy growing up, and I said, I really want to elongate this.
I wonder if Chriselle was Chrissy growing up.
She might have been.
Yeah.
She might have just been.
Now, wait, this is interesting.
Sure.
When I was talking to your husband...
And keep in mind, what does he have?
A fat cock.
His disco stick. Which I'm bringing back with you. For me, 2024 is all about saying the phrase disco stick.
That's amazing, Chriselle. My friend Catherine has been saying that as well.
Yeah. Oh, she sounds lovely and thin.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
She's quite thin. She's the opposite of your husband's cock. But I guess my question to Chriselle, because I do know, when I was talking to your husband, he mentioned to me that you actually recently opened a wine shop.
Yes! Oh, it's so exciting. You must be excited by that.
Yeah.
You have to come by.
Well, I actually don't drink. I'm sober. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, it's not a big deal at all.
What happened to you?
Oh, I just...
How drunk did you get?
No, it just was a weird 20s. And
really?
It was just like best for me. But I'm always around people who drink and like, huh. I'm always around people who love wine, so it's not a big deal.
Well, I adore wine, of course.
I was going to say.
Hence the shop.
Yeah.
But you know what's
made
so funny?
You open a wine shop?
You know what? I used to live in New York.
Yeah.
Thank God I got out of there.
I know. It was killing me.
And I used to live on the Grand...
Oh, the Grand. I thought you were going to say Grand.
I know.
You know, I know an improviser who used to live off that stop. He's a little weird.
Well, that's arresting.
Yeah.
But I would always walk by and I'd see these women in shops and I would say, if I marry rich and have a husband who has enough money to support us, I could open a shop.
Yeah.
Because shops aren't for money. They're for pleasure.
Well, I was going to say, shops for money?
No, my shop doesn't make money.
You know, I had an experience when I was 23 where when I was getting, I would get off the gram, Mel.
Oh,
I would
wait.
Walk just
was
to the
that
BQ.
Gram or grand?
Gram.
Uh-huh.
And there would be this shop just near the BQE and I always wondered how they paid their rent.
It wasn't Joanna, was it?
Well,
with the hat?
Did she look a bit like Jonna from Real World?
Yes, but she was never on Real World.
I know, yes. Well, Jonna, I mean, yes, I know. I knew it wasn't Jonna, but I...
Oh, wow.
I felt, actually,
how funny that I picked Joanna.
You know what? She didn't look like Jonna. She looked like this girl from the second San Diego season. I can't remember her name, but she did music as well.
Yes,
yes. And she went to Stanford.
Yeah.
The Real World person, not
someone,
this chop girl.
Someone from Stanford went on the Real World?
Yeah, it happens every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She was a musician, to be fair.
So interesting. I love artists.
Anyways, I'm going to head out, I
no,
think.
No, wait. wait. I want to know why you can't drink alcohol in my shop. No, you know what I was going to say, though?
What? Are you still Chriselle?
Yes, I'm Chriselle. Okay. Can you not tell? By my short hair, red beret, and red lipstick. My name is Christelle, and I'm 36.
Yes.
And I'm from Arkansas, but I moved to New York for 6 months. Yeah. And now I'm in LA with my husband, who does support us because shops don't make money.
Yes.
And that's no knock on feminism.
And your husband's
feminism.
A director, by the way.
The doctor?
Director.
A director.
Well, I'll do you one better.
You know him better
doctor,
than I do.
The doctors of the industry.
The doctor with the disco stick. The doctor and the disco stick is such a good title for something.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I used to do improv, Christelle, and I one time
no,
did. Yeah.
You don't say.
I do say. And there was, this is so stupid that I'm even telling you this, Christelle. Like,
what?
Well, it's like, why am I talking about this? But
Patrick, tap into that youthful imagination of when you were still called Patrick.
Well, I was being.
And before the world took the Rick from you.
I once took an advanced study performance class, which were really hard to get into, but I was always getting into them because I was, Christelle, so good at improv.
Congrats.
And I did one called The Improvised Play with this guy named Brandon Garner, who could literally rip me open whenever he wants, leave it in.
Are
and,
you gay?
I am gay, yeah.
Wow.
And
you know, I had sex with a woman in college.
Oh, did you? I would,
oral.
I could guess by your vibe, beret and wine shop, that you mm-hmm. would choose to do that.
Yeah. I'm bi.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Are you and your husband open? I hate to ask.
I'm so glad you did ask. We are closed shut.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask you this.
What?
This is all to say that I'm sorry I made you so, so, so uncomfortable.
No, you didn't make me uncomfortable, Christelle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm an open book.
Because I was going to say, even if you can't come to the wine shop and buy something for yourself,
yeah,
the wine shop is a great place to buy gifts.
I know, but I think I would feel a bit anxious going into a wine shop, not because of my addiction journey and not because of you. More so because of, like, I don't know much about wine, and I'm
well, that's
not
what I'm here for.
I know.
I'm the shop girl.
I know, but you know what I think it stems from?
Hmm.
This one time I tried to buy a fragrance for my two exes ago, and I went in knowing nothing about fragrances, and I have to say the shop boy.
Does two exes ago mean, how many boyfriends have you had?
Like, one and 1.25.
One and change?
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
And so,
wait, I'm Chriselle, and what do you mean?
Chris, you're okay. Chriselle.
I'm Chriselle. Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm Chriselle.
Yes.
So what happened in the fragrance store, Patrick?
Well, I remember going in and being like, these are the fragrances he likes from different brands. Like, what do mm-hmm. you think? And the person, basically, I had a backpack on, and I think because I had a backpack on, the guy was classist to me.
Totally.
And so he said, it really depends on body chemistry. And I would never be getting a fragrance as a gift to someone.
The shopkeep.
You shocked Chriselle. The shopkeep said this.
The shopkeep told you they would never get a fragrance as a gift
for
anyone.
Yeah, I go, I guess you don't work on commission, bud.
Well.
I couldn't even go big mistake huge because clearly he doesn't work on commission.
It was a massive mistake huge, Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
But that's so interesting because fragrance is a very popular gift.
Wait, Chriselle, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
I had.
Do you happen to use Jergens Natural Glow?
Yes, or my hands aren't.
Yes.
Should I stop using it?
No, you look great.
What's going on with me?
Well, I just met you.
Right.
And you seem great.
I've been being normal this whole conversation, I do
Yeah,
think.
You're handling this very well. In fact, I think I'm being a little bit bizarre.
Yeah.
But you're bringing up cock right up top.
But you're wearing a beret, and that kind of licenses you to say whatever you please.
Berets give you permission to have levity.
Yeah.
Much they're like a friend of mine,
they're the Rita Wilson of hats. Yeah.
Okay, well, it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have a drink because I loved drinking.
Yes.
And I'm sorry you can't have any.
I know it's only 11:15, but I think I'm going to head out even though it's New Year's. I just,
No.
I would like to go home.
But the ball might drop.
I'm going to go say goodbye to, I think your Fright Master is here. I want to go say goodbye to them. And then I will head home and go to sleep, I hope.
Oh, it was so lovely to meet you. Call me.
I will.
Okay, bye. End scene.
That was a good play.
Yeah, it was okay. I was a little bit off the rails.
But I think that was needed.
Well, with the beret.
I'm such a good straight man.
You're the irony. Sorry, let me take my Chriselle disguise off and put my hair down.
Do I miss improv, I wonder?
Yeah, you're so good at it.
I know, it's crazy.
I bet there's a place you could do that here. I bet it's called UCB.
Well, Darcy and BSJ are always doing like improv shows. I kind of want to be like,
God,
have me do
so
it with you.
Funny.
They should, if they're listening, they're not. They should have me do it with them.
I'm sure they'd love to have you do it with them.
I'm going to message them.
Message them.
Well, now
it.
BSJ is in like Montreal for like months.
Oh,
every time
wow.
I have a friend, they leave.
Let's unpack that.
Yeah, we should have him back on. We should have Darcy on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Have we not?
We've not.
That's rock and roll wild.
I know.
Didn't we?
No.
Interesting.
It's never worked out scheduling wise, I believe.
We gotta. I might need to eat something, unfortunately.
I had my famous meal.
Well, I was gonna tell you, sorry, I'm having a hard time getting out of character. You've changed my life.
With Oikos Triple Zero.
With Oikos Triple Zero.
It's so good. It's magic.
They need to sponsor us. I don't know if they do podcast ads, but if you guys are listening, there's a really amazing...
Because I could tell, because when we went to Denver, I was buying a lot. And I ate probably six of those a day.
That's wild. I wish I knew in Denver what was... the only issue is that in the winter, I can tell I'm really going to like it when it gets warm. But in the winter, sometimes I wake up and I want something warm.
Oh, I always want something cold.
Interesting.
Well, you know, I ordered this thing from this company, this overnight oats company.
I love overnight oats.
And
well, but I'm confused about oats and I'll never learn.
I just ordered one box to try it, but they interpreted that as they're going to keep sending it to me every month, I think until I die.
Oh, wow.
So I'm getting all you these subscribed. Oats. I didn't mean to, and I don't know how to not because I don't even remember the website. And now I'm just
getting... Oh, we got
to
get you out of that. You so know what you can oats. Do is...
I haven't even opened last month's box.
You should get a new credit box. Card and so they can't charge you.
Yeah.
And then you can fill it in. That way you can learn what you actually need.
I got a Credit Karma that Blink Fitness is sending me to Collections for a membership I had there in 2015. Get a life.
What is Collections?
I don't know. But it means that,
like... They're like, you never paid us?
I stopped going to Blink. And, like, they probably wouldn't allow me to, like, leave them because they're toxic. And so now they are trying to send me to debtor's prison. Well, it's affecting my CS credit score.
Oh,
so
I found out I had a bad one, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I started working on it like a year ago, and then it was doing good, but now it's doing bad.
I want to get a home.
It's almost good when you get a thing like that from Blink Fitness because then you could pay it and it'll go up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just, you know what I just paid to do is have my eggs frozen for six more months.
You know, the woman who drove me from the Uber to...
Yeah, tell me about her.
First of all,
that was a modern miracle.
So, yeah.
You know, I was on the phone with the shuttle company for like 3 hours after that.
Yeah.
Screaming at them.
I was supposed to take a shuttle to the airport when we were in Breckenridge. The shuttle wasn't coming, so we ordered an Uber. I got in. The woman, first things first, told me
and
that.
And by the way, I want to tell everyone, it's really hard to get an Uber there. So I was like, this woman is an angel.
Well,
taking my friend to the airport.
Here's what I'll say. It was...
What
if I told you that moments before the request came in, she was... praying to Jesus Christ, asking him to send her a rider over towards Denver.
No way.
And what if Jesus Christ provided?
Wait, I have chills.
So she told me that she did
she
ask
wanted
Jesus,
to go to Denver.
And she was like,
that's crazy.
She's like, Jesus sent you to me. The second I get in the car, I go,
that's amazing.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So she was like, become gotten. So these were her interests.
Yeah.
taking down Uber from the inside.
Okay.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Uh-huh.
And
who in the hell do you think you are?
And supplements.
So, oh, I hate supplements.
She told me about lion's mane, which I actually got because she said it was helping her brain. But and then,
all of that is fake. I'm sorry.
I know.
I want it to be real just as much as the rest of you.
Well, isn't it interesting to look at supplements and to look at Jesus and to be like, similar.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Not that I love Jesus. Amazing girl.
I love the idea of Jesus.
I don't care about Jesus, but I believe in God.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, I don't need...
I love Jesus' dad.
Yeah.
I don't need that Nepo baby bullshit. Slay. Epic New York Magazine.
And so
supplement
she told me
Jesus.
All sorts of things. Like, well, she kept talking about different pastors, but she was really worried that I was going to start reading the teachings of the wrong pastor. So she was like, you just have to be so careful because some pastors are saying wrong things.
Well, I would say that almost all pastors are cheating on their wives, doing drugs, and gambling.
As a performance, I wrote down.
I'm so sorry, but every time I've been a part of a church, TBT, in my past life, the pastor is outed as like having sex with a dental hygienist.
Yeah, dental hygienists get it.
They get it. Those
it's
girls
like,
are,
should I be a dental hygienist?
Yes, you would be fucked
it's like
constantly.
The only way to get fucked in this world
and
is to be a dental
obviously
hygienist.
Respect to them and respect to the profession. And obviously, I'm joking and I'm saying everything right.
No, we're celebrating.
We're celebrating. We love sex.
If you think we're not celebrating dental hygienists by saying they get fucked, then you're sex negative, which
yeah, and
is
sexist.
Actually worse than
being dead. But I want to say this, like, show me a pastor who isn't absolutely corrupt and I will become Christian again.
I wish I could find in my notes app. I might have deleted it, all the different pastors she told me to look up. I wrote them all down and promised her that I would like read their teachings.
God, but, everyone was obsessed with, when I was in high school church, everyone was obsessed with someone named John Piper. And everyone was obsessed with like, oh my God, the most annoying, scary thing.
This woman hated Joel Osteen.
Oh, you know, he's my hometown.
And then secondly, like, she told me that she would just drop facts. Like, she said that when children die, everyone thinks they become angels, but they don't.
What happened?
She didn't say. But she just wanted me to know that, like, when children die, they don't become angels. And, like, if I hear that, that's wrong.
What could that mean?
I don't know.
Wouldn't we want them to become angels?
And then she's like, and then she goes, oh, and there's going to be a great disappearance, by the way.
Oh, sure.
And I go, I just watched the pilot of The Leftovers yeah. with my friend's family.
And she goes, I prayed that you would.
She didn't, like, care about that. She told me, oops. And the reason she's coming up is because she also has a, she wants to get out of Uber, but she wants to take them down first, and she's collecting data. But sometimes she rides in Uber, and sometimes she works with her passengers to be able to see both sides of the app, like who's getting what information.
It's like an Erin Brockovich film.
She's literally Erin.
To bring it back. She's a co-star.
Yeah, my co-star. And so what else was she saying? Oh, yeah. So once she gets out of Uber, she's not sure if it's going to be a book, if it's going to be a documentary. Like, she's uh-huh. not sure. But she also knows, she thinks that what I'm missing in my life is Jesus. And then she also,
interesting.
And she says, like, I could talk to God just like how I was talking to her.
You do talk to God.
I do. I didn't tell her that because I didn't feel like it.
I think Jesus is part of your life.
And then but her other thing is she's doing credit repair.
What's that?
Like, she teaches people how to make their credit better.
She's a busy bee.
You know.
How old was she?
She was probably, like, 41.
See, that's, you know what's so scary is the older I get, the younger that seems.
I know. And then
I pictured her being, like, 70.
No, she was not. Was she 70. Hot? She had almost a, no.
Okay.
But she had almost a southern accent, but not quite.
You know what you learn as you get older is that people can have southern accents anywhere in the country.
Go, yeah.
It's crazy.
Anywhere you go. And anywhere then,
you
but she
go.
Told me something. Oh, she
There's
told
a southern
me.
Accent.
She told me if you call the credit bureau and just make sure they have your right address, then your score immediately goes up however many points.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, when you live in New York City, which I do, you have so many different apartments that it's impossible for anyone to know where you live. I've had like 17 apartments.
I always think of all my different apartments probably getting my mail.
Oh, I think all the checks.
Yeah. Oh. I never get mail checks.
I used to for years.
When I do live performances on tour, I always kept losing my checks. So now they just go right to my agency. Mm-hmm. But I also don't like when they go to you and then you have to pay your agency.
Exactly.
So
it's better for them to go to the agent.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I bet Seattle will be fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a long flight randomly.
3 hours.
You would think it'd be like an hour.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
3 hours?
I know, a 3-hour tour. It's giving Gilligan.
Why?
LAX to Seattle is giving Gilligan's Island.
What happens on that show?
Well, famously, it's
Don't they get, like, stranded?
They get stranded, but in the credits, they reveal that when they got stranded, they had been on a 3-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
I've never
it's
seen
Gilligan,
that part.
The skipper to a millionaire and his wife.
I never
a
watched
movie
that.
Star, Professor Anne, Mary Anne.
What do you mean a 3-hour tour?
Like, I actually, as a child, I always was like, what do you mean a 3-hour tour?
Like, they're stupid because they got lost in only 3 hours?
It's not a comment on, like, how they are. It's just, like, this is what happened. Like, they were, I think, a tour. When I was little, I thought they were going on some kind of tour of, like, a building or something. And I was sure. So confused about the, or I was like, were they touring a boat? But I think probably now, looking back with a more fully developed brain, I think that.
Cortex fully loaded.
Someone was talking to me about their boyfriend recently, mm-hmm. who was 25. And they were, like, they had, like, broken up and got back together. And he was saying, like. He was like, yeah, and it's like, he's 25, so like, his cortex hadn't been fully, like, and I was like, when you're talking developmental psych about your boyfriend, like,
it ain't it.
He's too young for you, girl.
Yeah. Boyfriends, everyone, if you're listening to this, you should be dating someone with a fully, fully loaded cortex.
Yeah. But I think, like, a 3-hour tour in the context of Gilligan,
I'm
not
so
to be,
confused.
That'd be so topical, that, is that, like, I think probably they meant, like,
70 years later.
I bet, like, in whenever Gilligan was taking place. Like, you would go on, like, a tour just meant, like, we're going to tour these aisles, like, on a boat. Like, mm-hmm. and we're going to go out for 3 hours, we're going to see all these different aisles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were doing that, kind of a squall hit, and loving they became that word stranded.
Addiction.
Yeah, but I also wonder if it's only 3 hours, like how are they on that island for so long?
I thought the whole show is they're stranded on the island.
What do you think about the whole show is that they're stranded on the island?
Yeah.
I'll never forget an episode I saw when I was sick, when I was six. When I was sick at six. When I was sick at six.
Sick at sex.
You stay home from school, you watch Gilligan's Island.
I remember like Nick at Night playing them in like the slutty one.
Ginger.
Yeah, hot.
The movie star. And then I liked Marianne because
it's giving Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, you're a Ginger and I'm a Marianne.
Who's Marianne?
Marianne is this girl who she just was kind of like a hillbilly kind of. And she didn't have, she was kind of obviously a gorgeous woman, but I think in canon, she was supposed to be more like tomboy, like homely.
Oh,
whereas
yeah.
Ginger was kind of this celebrated diva of the stage and screen.
Thank you for letting me have that today.
And then Marianne's more down to earth. She would wear a gingham crop top and and jeans and pigtails.
You sound sexy.
In season one, I remember always thinking about this when I was sick and six. in earlier episodes, the song would end. The professor and all the rest here on Gilligan's. I mean, they would name everyone except for Marianne, who was on the island.
That sucks.
And they would say all the rest instead of this one woman's name, Marianne. Then, I don't know, her reps got involved. And then they changed it. It was the professor and Marianne.
Interesting.
And I remember getting so annoyed when it was an end the rest episode, even though it didn't affect the episode. I just felt bad for Marianne. But there was this episode There was an episode I watched when I was sick at six where a crate of vegetables washed ashore.
Uh-huh.
And they all ate the vegetables, but they were super vegetables. So whatever the vegetables were supposed to do for you, they gave you super.
That sounds amazing.
So many carrots and they could see really far into the water. And I don't remember the other powers.
Sounds I've got to check out this new show. It sounds really good.
I could never watch Chelsea that one. It's a little low because they frustrated me. That's why I could never watch Kenan and Kel. Because you knew it was just never going to end up good for them.
I know. That's the whole sitcom.
It would give me anxiety. I was like, can't y'all just get it together?
And I remember one time I think I told you this, I was watching an episode of Bob's Burgers with my college boyfriend.
I've never even known what that is.
It's actually really funny.
It's a classic show that these twins from my high school would like.
Sure. And it's a show that everyone would make you watch. You wouldn't pick it.
Yeah.
No offense. And I'd love to be on it.
Yeah.
Is it on? It's still on. I don't know, but I'm a part of it. And
what's the one where there's a soda cup with a beard? Or something. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what
that
is.
And a floating French fry thing.
Hack the mainframe, guys. Anyways, I remember being so... One of the cartoons was going through this tunnel and I was like, oh my God! And my boyfriend was like, it's a cartoon. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I'm too fragile.
I know.
Watch this.
I would just get so upset with Kenan and Kel, let down by them. They would win the lottery and lose the ticket. And I would be like,
that
come
is so
on,
annoying.
You guys. I'd be like, you guys, why am I watching if you're never going to get better?
That show is so good.
Kenan and Kel.
It's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That is something the twins from my high school loved.
Who thought of that title?
I know.
Hunger Force?
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And it was about a soda cup with a beard.
Huh. Okay, I don't know it. not to age myself, but I don't know it.
I have an update on that. So I think that the professor probably we won't.
And Marianne.
Well, yeah, I know. Wait. Maybe you're Marianne.
Oh my.
Wait.
I have full body chills. You identifying with Marianne from such a young age.
So the professor, I think it's just he was just too caught up in meeting at this coffee place. But he was he said this kind of cute thing where he's like, you don't seem to have joined me at coffee place name.
That's LOL. Cute.
Cute, hilarious, hysterical.
And I'm laughing so
hard.
He needs
to be
dying.
Staffed on Bob's Burgers.
Where I do work.
He needs to be staffed on the
manifest. I'm manifesting by showing up at the lot.
And and then I was like, oh, I want to, I have more pods today than a doctor's appointment, whatever. But then, he lives where his university is.
Uh-huh.
And so I assumed he was here for months. But then I was like, how long are you in LA? He goes, I think I'll leave Tuesday or wed.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm in Seattle till sun. So now it's I could see him on Mutton, but it's
at what cost?
At what cost?
And to what end?
Yeah. So
sex?
Yeah, I would have sex with him. If
why
that's
don't
what
you say,
want to have sex on Monday?
You should say, why don't you say, let's get dinner Monday?
I don't like having dinner with a person.
Okay, what do you want?
I want drinks, but I drink a Diet Coke and they drink whatever they drink.
Say, let's get drinks Monday.
But I drink a Diet Coke and you drink whatever you drink.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Although, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't care. I ultimately don't care about almost anything. Thank God I've
I care about everything.
I have a urologist appointment where I'm going to find out why I pee so much today. I hope.
I think they're going to tell you you're fine and it's normal.
You don't understand how much I pee.
I do, because I was with you for our little week, our week in paradise.
Right, but that was crazy. That, and that's not even the worst of it.
Yeah.
I should be able to watch a movie at some point in my life.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wait, what time is it? When is your show in Seattle?
That's an amazing question that science is working on.
Do I get to go to it?
Do you get to go to
it? Well, I hope we're not at the same time. I don't think I've sold many tickets there.
Well, you know, I'm excited because a Brooks Beast is coming to mind, and I'm hoping she's bringing her Brooks Beast friends.
What's that running?
Brooks Beast is Brooks's professional group, and they're based in Seattle. And one of them, Julia Haymock, shout out. I believe she listens.
Oh my God, Julia, shout out.
She ran for Stanford, which you know, much like, do you remember Stanford was dear friends with the girl from that Real World season?
I didn't mean it like.
No, I know.
I didn't mean it to sound elitist.
Yeah.
It's more like, I wish I should have gone on reality TV.
I am making a casting tape for Survivor this week.
Oh my God.
And so is a woman called Cynthia who works on my job.
Wait, Pat. You know, I haven't really ever seen that, but it would be so amazing if you went on it.
I keep having fantasies about going on it.
Oh my God, you'd be so incredible.
What if I got out first? I wouldn't care. But
can I ask what the tape?
I haven't looked into it.
What do you think it includes? What am I trying to say?
I think it's like you like kind requires. Of, you have to answer a question. I don't know. Like probably like you say why you want to be on it. Why did I tell you my amazing idea?
You'd be such a perfect person to be on it.
Did I tell you about Jerry Manthe?
No.
From Survivor Season 2 who taught me the word aspiring.
No.
So Survivor Season 2 Australian Outback is premiered after the Super Bowl in the year 2001. And I was watching it with my family. And the villain of that season, who actually was so normal, was called Jerry Manthe. And she was in the lower third. It said what her job was. And her job was aspiring actress. And I'm sorry. And if you're like a woman who's an aspiring actress, my mom's not going to like you. You know what I mean?
My mom is the same way. It's why they don't like the movie Titanic.
And like America was on board with that. So like everyone hated Jerry because it was like, oh, you think you could be an actress? And then I loved Jerry. I thought she was like the coolest
woman. So we're talking G-E-R-I?
We're talking J. Oh, I don't know if it was G or J.
Just because Jerry Spice.
I know. I can't remember what she was. But I said to my mom, what does aspiring mean?
Oh, wow.
My mom says, it means she wants to be one. And then I'm going to say, and that's when I started aspiring to be on Survivor.
I love that.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say that my tape.
That'd be so amazing. They'd be so lucky to have you. Wait, you just unlocked a memory of me one time. I had to do a reading report for history class. And I was like, the reading was, I wrote, and your mom had to like sign off on it that you did it or whatever.
Okay, classic.
So I wrote a note being like, this reading was weird. And my mom was like, you can't just say it's weird. It's like saying George Washington is queer. But she meant yeah, like, yeah, yeah, she yeah. meant it like weird. And I was like, okay. Like, you can't just say that. And I was like, okay. And she made me rewrite it.
Oh my God.
Hashtag George Washington is queer.
What a queer example to use.
Yeah, what an interesting
moment. She queered examples.
She queered the narrative.
Yeah.
I think I'd be so wonderful if you went on Survivor. I'd be cheering from wherever they let you cheer from.
Yeah.
I'd be so invested. I'd finally watch it.
If they did.
Unlike my high maintenance episode, I might finally watch it.
What was I going to say? So Julia Haymock from the Brooks Beast is coming. Yeah. And I think that's so cool. She ran 404 at USA's as a junior in the NCAA so fast. And now
so
she's
amazing.
Training professionally at Brooks. And honestly, the Brooks Beast had a Brit who trains with them, Josh Kerr, shocked the world this summer by winning the 1500-meter world championship over Jacob Ingebrigtsen, who is like...
Over Jacob Elordi.
I'm not attracted to him.
That's crazy.
I'm not attracted to
him. That's criminal.
I'm not attracted to
him. And you've seen him.
I have seen him. I have seen him. I'm not attracted.
You watch Saltburn? I forget.
No, I don't care.
I mean, you know, have we talked about that on this? I mean, I think we talked about it. Anyways, it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
Performances are amazing. It looks fucking beautiful. Is it a quote unquote good story? IDK, my BFF Jill.
That's kind of, oh my God. Do you know what I fucking felt that about?
Huh?
May, December.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it. I thought the performances were so good. I got to the end, though, and I was kind of like...
Charles Melton's performance.
I
know.
But at the end, I was kind of like, what is your point, my dear? At the end, I said, what is your point, my dear?
The point is how traumatic it is.
And the point is also, like, I found the point to be more around, like... I don't know. Like, to me, like, there was something in that scene at the end where she, like, couldn't get it right. Where I was like, oh, you're the insecure one or something?
Yeah, no, she's a bad actress.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the best part.
Yeah.
Is that, like, she's not even good at...
Yeah, yeah.
She came into these people's lives, like, disrupted shit, further traumatized someone who's already traumatized.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, it's so haunting when to see that scene at the end.
Yeah. Secondly...
It's so good.
What was the point where she almost shoots something but doesn't? What was the point of that?
When...
Like, towards the end, Julianne Moore almost shoots something but doesn't.
Shoots something?
She's, like, going out hunting.
Oh.
And she's like,
oh, I watched it a while ago. Let me remember. Because you kind of see her and you're like, is there more like, are you like, is she going to, like, kill someone or herself or something?
I don't know. She's, like, hunting and she sees a deer and then she, it doesn't matter.
I think it's just metaphor, like, she's going to get what she wants.
Yeah.
Like, she's.
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, yeah. I sound stupid, but she's like. She got her little target. She's like, she doesn't care.
Am I going to get what I want?
Yeah. And this winter break, I want Jordan Landers.
What's that from?
Holiday in the Sun.
Oh.
You know when we know we'll made it?
What?
When Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen come on the podcast.
I would love that.
They would never. They don't even know what a podcast is.
I know.
They're too cool.
I know.
And too beautiful and too smart.
I know.
Are they both married to old guys still? Has respect. I really want to have sex with a really old guy.
The dental hygienist is jumping out of them. Oh, I do have my spritz.
I feel like I'd ask Brian. I feel like he'd be like, can I have sex with a really old guy? And he'd probably be like, okay.
How old do you want? I was attracted to an older guy in my meeting today, but I couldn't bring myself to talk to him.
Young enough to, like, give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But old enough for it to feel like...
The best day of his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I want him to feel like... My fantasy is, like, they're inside me and they're like, oh my God. Like, yeah. They can't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. Whose fantasy wouldn't that be? Whose fantasy wouldn't that be? I don't know.
Oh, I'm getting a little bit of anxiety.
About what?
Nothing in particular.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to have lunch with Chelsea after our pod.
Oh, that's so fun. Y'all need to include me a bit more.
Yeah, you need to
be
included.
Yeah.
It's so nice being here.
And then maybe she could give some insight. Maybe we could revisit an old topic.
Of course. Water, water.
No sexual chemistry.
No sexual chemistry. You know, the place I'm staying, which is so gorgeous, is like essentially someone's back house.
Yeah.
Which I hate and despise.
But that's kind of your journey.
Well,
I stayed in your back house that time when you were staying at Lana Del Rey's Healers.
Yeah, but I got the full house, which was bliss.
And the back house didn't have water.
Hot water?
Water, water.
The thing wasn't working?
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you, like, there for a day, and then you're like, get me the fuck out of here.
And then I went to Silver Lake Pool and then.
Yeah. I remember that because you showed up, and then I was like, Pat's leaving, and Brian's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And we were watching that Jewish show.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
Unorthodox. Oh, she's in hot water, as they say.
Oh, isn't she fake?
She's fake.
Yeah.
What is her name? Julia Hart. My Unorthodox Life.
Yeah.
What is the daughter up to who is now wearing pants?
And the queer one, too, don't forget. The George
nipple,
Washington
the nipple-themed party.
Yeah.
The nipple-themed party. When her mom dressed up as a big tit, I was just like, society has collapsed.
I know. Society has collapsed.
Dressing up as a big tit.
Should we do Crush of the Week?
Of course.
Who's your Crush of the Week?
My Crush of the Week. This is twisted. Oh, my God. First of all, I went to shout out LA culture. I went to Gelson's after the pod yesterday. LA culture. I'm a Hollywood baby. Uh-huh. I'm a Nepo baby at Gelson's.
Uh-huh.
And I had a basket and a woman had a big cart.
Uh-huh.
And my basket was full.
Uh-huh.
She goes, oh, go ahead of me. You don't have that much stuff. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. She's like, no, seriously, Happy New Year. I was like, that is so sweet.
Oh, interesting.
But then I go back because my basket like wasn't that. It actually was completely full, so it kind of took a long time.
I know. But you have to ask, what is she getting out of that?
She was enjoying it.
I think she has an ulterior motive.
Well, you know what she said? She was like, well, normally I couldn't do this, but I have time today. I was like, okay.
Who is this woman?
She was an older woman. It was lovely. And then she did it with someone. Okay, but then she did it with someone else whose basket was even emptier than mine. And I was like, okay, so then I'll do I have to let the basket girl go. But I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's like when someone lets you in, like when you're driving, and then you have to decide then if, and then someone else wants to get in. You're like, well, what does this person think of me who let me in? Because if they let me in, they see me not let someone else in. Are they going to be like, you have to pay it forward, my gift to you?
Right.
Or are they going to be like, I just let you in, now you're letting someone else in. Like, I have to get to my event.
Yeah, you have to get to your event.
So, but I'm saying, like, there's no way to know how to please the person who lets you in.
Yeah, so you're saying...
that you can't win.
I have to resent this woman. But what I was going to say is that Gelson's, I got this thing that is so weird, but I love it. It's, it sounds disgusting. It's egg salad, but made of chickpeas instead of eggs.
It does sound disgusting.
So it's vegan, and it's chickpeas with, like... fake mayo and mustard.
There's
nothing worse.
I've talked about this.
So good.
I forget if I've talked about this on the podcast. I think we've talked about it off air. There's nothing worse than when someone invites you to a restaurant. You go, you start reading the menu, and like slowly it's revealed to you that you're at a vegan establishment.
Oh, that's the German word.
Because you go, this is vegan, this is vegan. Oh, and then this is vegan. And then where's... oh,
and they spell chicken weird. And
then
it's like,
oh,
okay.
Finally a chicken dish. And like, oh, there's no E in this chicken. That means it's vegan.
When they spell chicken weird, it's like, what do you think you're
veganism
doing?
Veganism has co-opted Grindr culture of just taking the last E out and then being like, now it's vegan.
Right.
And it's like...
vegan is an app.
Yeah.
Grindr. Who's your crush of the week?
I know, it's a good question. Yours was that lady?
Mine's that lady slash chick. I tell me with chickpeas.
My crush of the week will have to be, I will say it's the guy I saw at my meeting today. From afar.
Did you talk to him?
No, because there was like this thing called a business meeting after, and I didn't want to stay for it, so I left. And I didn't feel like I looked cute today.
Mm. You look really cute.
Well, it was at 8:30, so it was kind of like scrubbed out, you know?
Boys look good every day.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for the Limitless Challenge.
What's that?
I never knew what it was, but my gym kept being like, I remember, guys, we're gearing up for the Limitless Challenge, and there's a Zoom to talk about the Limitless Challenge coming up. Next week. And I was like, what is the Limitless Challenge? And then one trainer was like, I know you all know what the Limitless Challenge is, so I'm not even going to go into it. And I was like, you need to go into it. And then I looked at the workouts for the next 2 weeks, and it's just like such hard workouts.
That sounds horrible.
I'm so excited.
I wish I had a different brain.
They're going to be so hard. I'm going to see you next Tuesday.
I really woke up and didn't know where I was in the middle of the night. I should remember.
Of course, because you're in a different place.
And then I had a thing where I really couldn't open my eyes. I was like,
I was having a dream about something.
Huh.
I wish I could change the past.
No.
I know. Not about even anything you're thinking. I just think the past in general should be different than how it is.
Why? I got you this place.
I know.
Are you happy?
Do you know what Pema Chodron does sometimes?
What is she, girl?
Well, because in Buddhism, there's three kinds of awakening. I forget what the two are, but one of them is the awakening that happens after death. And it's kind of this thing of like all of life. It's kind of this view that all of life, kind of at the end of the day, it was just a dream. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And it helps you not take things so seriously. Because if I was in a dream right now, why would I care about anything too much? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll wake up at the end of this.
Whoa, that's so beautiful.
I know. Buddhism is so real.
It's everything.
For that.
You know, I once made fun of... never mind.
What?
I remember one time this really dumb guy in college was like, oh, I'm Buddhist now. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And now I'm like, wait, that's the smartest thing you can be.
That's like my sponsor would always say he was Buddhist. And I would be like, I would ignore it. And then someone with on-screen credits recommended a book to me. And then I told him I was like loving this book. He's like, I've been recommending that book to you for 5 years straight.
He had some on-screen credits, maybe.
But the thing
listen.
Is, he does have on-screen. Here's the deal. My sponsor has on-screen credits.
That scares me.
And my sponsor was really close to getting the role of George on Grey's Anatomy that went to TR Knight.
It is so scary as an actor to be like, you never know what's going to hit.
And I know.
Usually you don't get something and you're like, oh, whatever, you know. But something like that would be difficult.
I know. But he doesn't care because he's Buddhist.
And because he'll wake up from the dream soon.
Yeah.
Because for him it's a dream. Grey's Anatomy, 18 seasons, dream.
I had a dream I didn't get George. They will not bring Katherine Heigl back. And it's actually bad. I think it's mean to women.
Everything is so mean to women.
I'll never forget my favorite thing I ever saw was someone post like 13 years after
Katherine Heigl was fired from Grey's Anatomy.
How many seasons was she on?
She was on, it's so hard to remember, but probably like 6.
Why was she fired?
Well, the person tweeted like, I can't believe it's a 13-year anniversary of Katherine Heigl not being grateful.
Oh my God.
I think she was a nightmare on set. But recently there was something someone sent me of her and Ellen Pompeo sitting down and girling out together. And that was like healing to see.
Interesting.
They need to bring
Izzy back.
Izzy back. But do you know how they wrapped up Alex's storyline?
Who's Alex?
Karev. He's like the straight guy of the 5. Even though George is straight
too.
Oh,
wait. The really hot guy?
He was like supposed to be hot, but I never was.
Show me the picture. Because I did watch the first few years when I was
Google Alex Karev. So he was.
Oh my God. Wait, I think that this guy is someone who really makes me want to bounce.
He was Izzy's love interest.
Karev with a K. Yeah. Oh my God.
He
makes me
want to bounce.
He has one of those faces that, oh, well.
He's hot, but he never quite did it for me, and he was kind of a dick. And then they wrapped up his storyline by off screen.
This is mean to say, but I let younger him does it for me, and older him isn't working for me.
Wow, that's the opposite of what you just said.
Why did they fire Alex Karev?
They didn't fire him; he just left because it had been 17 years, and he sure. said I might want to try something new.
I'm sure they want to bring her back, and she just doesn't want to do it.
No, I think she would absolutely go back. She said as much.
Really?
And
That's so weird.
Shonda won't have it.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of when I was young. No. Let me photograph you in this light. That reminds me. No, it reminds me of. Wow, I just short-circuited. Now, what was it about? Oh, God. Some other. Don't be mad. It'll come back.
I'm not being mad. But it's not
like when you were reading the letter, it was something like. About another character being written off like that. That was so bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Do you feel hot today?
Better than yesterday because I washed my hair.
I don't feel hot today. Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Not at all.
What was I thinking of? Well, I guess we'll have to tune in for a cliffhanger. cliffhanger to find out what I was thinking of. All right, love you guys.
Love you guys. HeadGum.
What's the HeadGum sign off? This is the HeadGum podcast. This was the HeadGum podcast.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum podcast.